I'm Al Waller, and welcome to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. A trend occurring in much of today's media is a focus on mental health, and we are in a time when conversations around this topic are becoming even more prevalent. Keeping up with this important health issue, the Transamerica Center for Health Studies recently released a mental health guide. Here with us is Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of TCHS, to talk about mental health and this new user-friendly resource. Hector, can you explain why TCHS decided to create this guide?
Well, it all starts from a very basic premise, which is that many people don't know how prevalent mental illness is. In fact, one in five adults will have a mental illness in any given year, and they often present signs of their conditions in early adulthood that may or may not be addressed. Our TCHS Consumer Healthcare Survey also found that mental health-related conditions constituted 23% of those who reported having a pre-existing condition of any kind. Wow. So with our background in helping people make the best healthcare decisions for themselves, we wanted to design a guide that would help people understand how to approach their mental health and include their insurance situation in those decisions.
Well, quite frankly, I had no idea that mental illness was that common. So what kind of information can folks expect to find in your guide?
We broadly discuss some basics about what it means to be mentally healthy and maintaining a positive mental state. Our guide also goes into some of the common diagnoses of mental conditions, as well as some of the categories of mental health professionals they may receive help from and the treatment options they may access for their condition.
Well, that sounds like a great starting point for people to begin understanding their mental health, but what about paying for care and using health insurance for mental health services?
Yeah, we thought this was an important addition to what's out there and available to the public. This is a free guide, and it summarizes the basics of mental health parity, which is an important law that helps ensure mental health care is charged and treated equally to that of physical health and other medical services that are covered by health insurance. Mm-hmm. It's clearly a breakthrough in our health policy in the United States. In addition, we explain what people should know about receiving mental health treatment under various forms of insurance, such as employer-based coverage, through the state health insurance exchanges, TRICARE or VA care, and other options for those who might be uninsured as well.
Well, I can only imagine the process of finding care and understanding mental health in general can be really frustrating, particularly if you're suffering from a mental health condition. With all the information you just gave, it seems like this can be a complicated topic for many.
As you mentioned earlier, the topic of mental health has become more prominent in the media, which has probably gotten people thinking and reflecting on their own mental state. As with other health concerns, caring for your mental health should not just occur if or when you may be diagnosed with a condition, but should be a regular part of caring for your health as a whole, potentially a pre-existing condition. You want to do preventive care as much as possible. Talk to your friends and family and your doctor to find the care that is best for you.
Well, thank you, Hector, for sharing this helpful mental health information and for once again keeping us updated on TCHS's work. Please visit Transamerica Center for Health Studies.org to view the mental health guide and to find more health and wellness resources. Again, thank you for turning in to today's episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR.